Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ann Ortley's Weekly Weather. My name is Ann Ortley. It's Easter. It's Passover. It's spring. How exciting. And the eclipses are here. The eclipses are here. I am broadcasting tonight from my bright red desk on a beautiful Easter Sunday Passover. Lots of activity. For those of you who read the column, it should be up this week. I've been having a really big eclipse in my chart, and we're going to talk a little bit about it, and then the energy of the week ahead, and how to work with it, because it's definitely had phases. And I think the phases are the really interesting part. So we had the eclipse on March 20th in Pisces, last degree, 29th degree of Pisces, 27th minute, really out there, right at the very end. Bottom, can't go much further in the zodiac than that. And what that did was it released something really, really, really old, something that really needed to come to an end. And remember, eclipses at degrees activate the energy, but of course, an eclipse at the last degree on the south node lets things go. And of course, it's Pisces. So there's enormous emotion, deep feeling, and I tell you, I've been rocking and rolling this last couple of weeks like a rocket. Deep feelings, deep energy, deep sadness, deep sorrow, deep feelings, deep loss, endings, 19 years, 38 years, go back 19-year increments, big let go. Then right underneath that Pisces, all the planets were answering to Mars and Aries. So there was this burbling, boiling anger, or burbling, boiling, I got to do something, I got to take action, I got to go. But for many of us, myself included, it was anger. We were livid, we were hot, we were red, we were fighting, we were going to, that Aries energy. Very, very strong and really, really potent. And the Aries planets, of course, were answering to Mars and Aries. Mars and Aries is his own ruler. It's exalted, and it is a warrior. So you had the warrior energy that first week after March 20th. Then what happened was Venus went into Taurus, and she calmed down the north node. She said, okay, this is the direction we're going to go. We're going to partner. We're going to move forward. We're going to go forward into new directions. It's all about love. It's about love. Love and money. And then last week, Mars went into Taurus. So now all the Aries planets that were so angry and irritated the week after now are answering to Venus, the goddess of love. Mars is in Taurus, answering to Venus in Taurus, and Venus rules Taurus, so she doesn't go anywhere. Venus is her final dispositor. So now we went from the sky being ruled by the fire god Mars in Aries to now being ruled by the beauty love goddess Venus, the goddess of love. So we're now moving into the Taurian energy. Now, of course, because the nodes are in Aries and Libra for this eclipse, this next one we had on Saturday, because the nodes are in Aries and Libra, they're both answering to Venus now, whereas they were answering to Mars and Aries for the last 2 weeks. Now they've shifted into Venus. It's about the money. It's about the love. It's about whatever. And before, when Mars was ruling the sky and Venus was, you know, in Aries answering to him, it was all fire. Both ends of the nodes were fire. Then there was a fire and an earth energy when Venus transitioned into Taurus. And then now, because Mars is in Taurus, everybody's answering to Venus. So both nodes are answering to Venus, right? A really interesting configuration. And if I hadn't lived it and watched how it played out in my life, I don't know that I would have made this analogy like coming into it. So it's kind of fascinating because right now we're in Venus, but the sun, which is exalted in Aries, is rolling through the eclipse. So it went through, there was the eclipse on Saturday, then today on Sunday, the 5th, whatever this is, we have the sun square Pluto. And then tomorrow at 10 in the morning, we have the sun joined to Uranus in Aries. Now, sun in Aries is exalted, but it is answering to the Mars and Taurus. It's answering to the feminine. And it's answering to Venus, which says, what's it about? What's about the love? What's about the money? How are we going to work this out? And before Mars went into Taurus, which he did on Tuesday, the 31st, he went into Taurus, then the heavens started being run by Taurus. So our job is to know that we're really shifting. So we went from this deep emotional release of Pisces into the fury and passion and anger and craziness of double Mars ruling both nodes, both ends of the node, into Venus and Mars, a little more balance, and now we're into Venus ruling everything. So it's a big shift. So, you know, people fly planes into mountains, Mars, Mars. Buildings blow up in New York, Mars, Mars. Understand now Venus, Venus. It's all about the money. It's all about the love. It's all about the value. It's all about how you've been doing your feminine energies. And we watch this energy shift as it goes through. Now, of course, the last guy coming through, pulling up the train, following along, is going to be Mercury. And he goes through this whole mess this next week. Mercury goes through the mess that everybody else has gone marching through. So we had Venus go through it, then we had Mars go through it, then we had the Sun go through it, now we're going to have Mercury go through it. Mercury goes through this week. So he negotiates on Tuesday, he changes things on Wednesday, and then we're done. And the eclipses start to abate. And we go from the full moon, the lunar full moon, laying across those puppies into release. Right? So this is the releasing energy. But first there's consciousness. Today, Monday, deep emotion, profound anger perhaps, because the eclipses are a full moon, and they help you see things. Of course, the Sun's on the south node. So if you have the Sun on the south node, natally, you're having a natal excitation. For all of us, we're having a natal excitation about letting go of ego and allowing it to be about love, allowing it to be about Venus, what's of value to us, what's important to us, what do we really care for, and how do we want to take care of it. And that's what Venus wants us to do. She wants us to love. Now, this week, we also have a bunch of other stuff going on. But first, we have to get through Monday and Sunday. Sunday, of course, was the Sun square Pluto. And Monday is Sun joining Uranus. And so there's an awakening. There's an understanding. They're seeing something on a different level. And we're working it on a whole different category. We're working in a whole different realm. And our job is just to trust the process that these eclipses, as they lay out, as they roll out, you watch the magic. Watch the magic of eclipses. Because what they do is they say to you, that is finished. You're done here. It's over. Turn away from it. Turn away. Walk away. Don't, no drama, no wild, no crazy. Just gently turn away and walk towards what you love. Walk towards what's important to you, what's of value to you. Venus in Taurus is ruling both ends of the nodes, and she's saying, don't stay stuck. Let yourself go free. As Mercury goes through that node this week, he's going to say, this is what you have to do. This is the ritual you have to do. I had a few people write me and say, okay, I want to do a ritual to release this or release that or let this go or let that go. And this is a fabulous week for letting go of the things that no longer serve you, support you, help you, and to gently, 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 using Venus and Taurus and beautiful spring, turn towards what you love and start to move towards it. Now, hopefully, importantly, Jupiter stations this week. And Jupiter stations on 12 Leo, and he happens to station the same day that all those Mercury aspects are happening, on Wednesday the 7th. So we're going to be invited, or Wednesday the 8th, sorry. We're going to be invited to move forward with Jupiter in Leo, the sign he loves, and towards our next chapter, towards the next place we're headed. And so Jupiter, as he rolls forward, he says, okay, this is what we're doing. Now, remember, he stationed in December, on December 8th, and he went backwards, been going backwards since December 8th, and now he stops and he goes forward. He's activating the points he went over in September when he was a 12. Go back and look at when Jupiter was a 12. and he activated something then. And, of course, this eclipse that we have now is taking us back to the fall, the October story, the October new moon of 2013, 2 years back. Now, interestingly, these eclipses have really kind of pulsed in this 15-14 Libra section of the sky. But the eclipse now, it takes out something, it releases something, it lets something go that's really pretty big and really is pretty explosive. And our job with this is to say, okay, well, what's that vision look like? You know, what is our image of where we want to go? What draws us? What calls us? What's important? And our job with this Sun square Pluto is the power changes. Sun join Uranus, the power collapses, right? And there's a big shift and change in the energy that's very, very important. That's really part of the journey that we're all going to be undertaking this next few months. So our job this week is to really focus very clearly on what our heart's desire is, nothing else. What's important to you? You know, so in my practice, I've been saying to people, well, what do you really want? Do you want this? No, I don't want that. Do you want this? Well, I want to do this. Okay, go for that. Go towards that. Move towards it. Gently turn away from what you have. Doesn't have to be dramatic. Doesn't have to be da-da-da. You don't have to fly a plane into a mountain. You just have to turn away and move towards the new. Trusting the process that Venus has your back, that whatever is time, finished, done, ready to go, you're ready to let go of. And that this summer, when Saturn goes back to 29 Scorpio, he's going to trine these nodes and set them loose, set them free. And that this week, when Mercury goes flying through the nodes, he is going to really, 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 you know, wrap up and kind of come up with a new commentary and a new position on things and really kind of get stuff in a whole new way. So our job with this is to just trust the process, show up, focus on what our heart wants, pay attention to what the universe is sending to us, watch the sun as he dances through this thing. This is your ego awareness time. Whatever the universe has been trying to get you to evolve and understand the last 3 years, it is now is your realization. So in my case, you know, I read a lot of women who are moms, and they always say, you're only as happy as your least happy child. Right? You know, and I always go, yep, you're only as happy as your least happy child. Now, I don't have children, so I have cats, which doesn't really count. But I have a sister who happens to fall in my fifth house. And there's been a lot of stuff going on with her this last couple weeks. And I have been like a friggin' crazy person, ready to kill. I'm ready to kill. I want to kill. Can't kill. Mercury, of course, squares my Mars, which has taken all my writing energy. It's gone right out the window. But I really get it now, right? And I really understand on a fundamental level, first that phrase, you're only as happy as your least happy child, but I also really get my protective instincts, my Pluto in the seventh, you know, my desire to take on bullies and pummel them, my Uranian. You know, I had my friend Katya here who said to me, well, you're the Uranian sister. And I'm like, you're right, I am. I never really thought of it before, but I'm Uranian. And it's understanding that you've come to some understanding about yourself through these eclipses. You've worked out something really big and figured out something really important. And it's setting you free. It's setting you free to go forward. And do not, under any circumstances, go, oh, my God, I should have. I don't want any energy spent on that at all. I want you focusing on your future, focusing on what you got to do, what strings you got to wrap up, what ties you got to figure out, what dots you got to cross, what T's you got to dot, or whatever, vice versa, T's you got to cross and I's you got to dot. Focus on that this week. And really use this releasing energy of the eclipse the next 2 weeks as it releases. The eclipses are here, but they're starting to roll out. They're starting to release us and set us free to do the next chapter of our lives. Very important time. And really, really appreciate the energy and enjoy it. Now, on a personal note, I'm going to be speaking in Ann Arbor next weekend at the Great Lakes Astrology Conference. I hope you can join us. It's near Detroit. Well, at least that's what the map says. I'm flying into Ann Arbor, and I will be speaking at the conference. So if you're going to be there, say hi. And looking forward to it. It's a great conference. Witcher Reber and Pam Wenzel run it, and it's a lovely, lovely conference. So, and they have very good food out there in Ann Arbor, I must say. So feel free to join us there. It's great. It's a fun one. So anyway, that's this next weekend. But right now we're going to talk about the week and what's ahead forward. All right, so the week, get your moon calendars. Are everybody ready with their moons? Tomorrow the moon is in Scorpio, and the closing aspect is an opposition to Venus. So it's separating Venus and moon in Scorpio, opposite Venus in Taurus, separating for love, separating for money. And the moon is in Scorpio Monday and Tuesday till 4:42 p.m. Wednesday, it goes into Sag. And it's in Sag Wednesday, and it's in Sag Thursday through 1:42 p.m. with this trine to the sun. So that's a positive energy. Then the moon is void all Thursday afternoon. It's also void all Tuesday afternoon and evening. All Thursday afternoon and evening. And then it goes into Capricorn on Friday morning. And it's in Capricorn on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It goes void with square to Mercury at 4:15 in the morning, and it's void in the morning on Sunday the 12th, and it enters Aquarius at 1:44 on Sunday. This is all Eastern time, and it's in Aquarius with a closing aspect of a sextile to Mercury. So we have Scorpio, Sag, Capricorn, and Aquarius moons this week. Void moons are Tuesday afternoon, Thursday afternoon, and morning on Sunday. They have hard energies for the most part. An opposition to Venus, which isn't a horrible aspect, but usually you have to pick between love and money or nurturing and value. And then they have the Capricorn moon has a square to Mercury, which is not getting what you want. And then the Aquarius moon has a sextile to Mercury. So that gets you what you want. That's Sunday afternoon. And then on Wednesday and Thursday, you get what you want, too, because the aspect is a trine to the sun. So those are nice. So negotiate for stuff on Wednesday and Thursday. But Monday and Tuesday, you're going to be looking and figuring out what you want. And so when we're working with the Scorpio moon, we're working with our value, and, of course, whatever house in our chart is Scorpio, how we're valued by others. When we're working with the Sag moon, we're working with the vision that we're pulling into the new journey. And, of course, that's the day that Jupiter stations to go direct. And then when we're working with the Capricorn moon, we're back to our little Saturn fellow over there in Sag. He's going backwards now, till the beginning of August. And then when we're working with the Aquarius moon, we're either working with Uranus or Saturn. I like using those traditional rulers. We never want to discount those. We like those fellows because those traditional rulers give us a vision of extra stuff coming in. The other thing that happens this week is the Jupiter station. Jupiter this year, and it happens once every 12 years, Jupiter is rolling through your Leo house. So he is asked, and the Leo house in every chart is where we're supposed to focus our life's intention, where we're supposed to focus what we're here to do. So if you think of the house that Leo's in your chart, that's where you shine. That's where you have the most fun. That's where you most like to do things. So in my case, Leo rules my sixth house of work. I love to work. I'm a Virgo. And I have great cats. And I have wonderful coworkers. And I've always had wonderful times at my jobs. I've always had a party every job I've been at. And if I've not been leading the party, I've been attending it. And then the seventh house, I've always worked one-on-one with clients. Whether I was in sales or I was programming or I was working as an astrologer, talking to people, I work with the seventh house. I work with the other. And I love it. It's one of my favorite things is to talk to people about what they want. And back when I was a computer person, it was what data they wanted. And we would build systems that made them happy. And now I talk about their astrology chart and what they want to achieve in their life and what their chart says and how they can work with their chart and get it to work for them. So look at your house. Look at what house is ruled by Leo. Jupiter's going through that house, and he's saying to you, we're starting a new 12-year cycle about how you manifest your purpose in the world. And after all this Uranus-Pluto square the last 3 years, you're really clear. if you're not clear about what you want to manifest, you're clear about where you don't want to stay anymore. And you've evolved, and you've changed, and you've seen the world in a whole new way. And so there's this expansion energy that's really taking place. So find the Leo house in your chart. Don't forget, if it's like on the 7th, that means part of it's in the 6th. So include it. If it's in the 8th, it means part of it's in the 7th. So usually how signs rule two houses, unless you're an equal house person. But, you know, I personally like a little juicier life where Leo's in charge of two houses instead of just one. And that's your focus. So Jupiter is going to go direct on Wednesday, stationing at 12. If you have any planets at 12, they're going to get activated by Jupiter. But he's turning direct, and he's going to be direct, zooming along until he gets into Virgo mid-August. So we are in mass expansion mode, all right? If you are a Leo or you have a Leo house on your first house or your sixth, you can get fat, right? So watch the diets. I had one client call, and she goes, all right, when am I going to be thin again? And I'm like, probably not this year. Although you can't really say that to them because they get very excited. But so the Leo house wants to expand every part of it. So just welcome everything in. Enjoy it. Expand it. And with the station on Wednesday, we really feel it as we're building up to it. So it's really about the vision we have for the future and where we're going. The other thing that happens this week as part of our abundance cycle is we're working with the Sun coming to Uranus for the last time of the square. This is when you have the evolutionary aha moment and you break free. So whatever you've been struggling with for the last 2.5 years, while Uranus and Pluto have been squaring each other, saying change, evolve, power struggle, power dynamic, wherever power has been being abused, wherever freedom has been being sought, this is when you realize, okay, this is it. I'm ready to go forward. Mercury trines Jupiter on Monday. So we're going to have, like we did last week, we had the Sun trine Jupiter, Mercury trine Jupiter last Thursday. So the Sun's going to trine Jupiter and expand us and make us go out in the world and really grow things. And then on Tuesday, Mercury's going to square Pluto like the Sun did today. And when he squares Pluto at 8 o'clock at night, he's going to bring forward a story. And Mercury in Aries is, of course, very precise in his communication and perhaps a little sharp-tongued. So you might find you're a little of the energy of anger that happened after March 20th. You might find a little flare-up because Mercury is going through it. Now, remember, Mercury is the messenger. So we're really seeing a pantheon up there. First, we had Venus. Then we had Mars, the brother of war. Then we had the Sun, Apollo. Then we had Mercury. Now, Mercury stole Apollo's cows. And Apollo was pretty mad. And he went to Mercury's mother, and Mercury's mother said, he's a little baby. He didn't mean to steal no cows. And Mercury went, ha, ha. And Apollo was really annoyed, so he brought the brat to Zeus. And Zeus went, well, did you steal his cows? Mercury went, maybe. Give him back his cows. Okay, I'll give him back his cows. And then he crapped on Apollo, right? One last little insult. Mercury is a little trickster energy when he's in fire. He's like, and of course, Zeus laughed because he pooped on Apollo. It was pretty funny. You know, well, if you like that kind of humor. I happen to like it, but, you know, I laugh at people's Christmas trees tipping over, too. So I'm really not a good judge of humor. Any rate, so this week Mercury comes to square Pluto after having an argument with the Sun. So we're going to have that energy. We're working with that, right? And we're working with it and trying to understand it on a new level. Because Mercury was retrograde, and now he's gone direct, and now he's going to come and catch up with the Sun. So our job, as Mercury goes through this, he's going to probably want to cause a little stir at the middle of the week. When he trines Jupiter, first trines Jupiter, then he squares Pluto. Then on the 8th, Mercury joins with Uranus at 8:20 in the morning and wakes up that energy, and then he goes forward. And, of course, that day there's a big old bunch of fire. Jupiter's stationing. Moon is in fire in Aries or in Sagittarius. Mercury and Venus are in Aries, and Jupiter's in Leo. So we got a lot of fire energy that day. And the next day, Thursday and Wednesday. So really, those are great days for getting contracts negotiated, figuring out your direction, moving forward, yada, yada. Then we get to the 10th, Friday the 10th, and Mercury and the Sun meet. And they are what we call combust, which means everybody kind of says, I'm right, you're not. Mercury combust is one of those times, whenever it's combust, you just don't argue with people because everybody thinks they're right and nobody wants to believe the other guy's got anything worthwhile or valuable to say. And so we express our opinions, but we aren't necessarily in the mood to share well. Then we go into Gemini. Venus goes into Gemini on the 11th, and she's going to be in Gemini until... page turn. I always have to turn the page at one point in here. She's going to be in Gemini until May 7th. And Venus likes being in Gemini. She's in general in a pretty good spirits, pretty perky, pretty happy. And the moon in Capricorn, one more time, goes through the Saturn-Uranus. Now, the Saturn-Uranus are starting to, I'm sorry, the Pluto-Uranus. The Mercury, moon in Cap goes through the Pluto-Uranus. They're starting to separate. And they're not separated by much, though, so they're still conjunct enough to cause a little trouble. So they're going to be something on the weekend, on the 10th, on the 11th, as the moon goes through there. And then on the 12th, Mars comes to sextile Neptune, and that is very much a, Mars is in Taurus now, sextiling Neptune in water in Pisces. So that's when we start working on the new dream. When we go forward a little bit further, when we get to the 16th, Pluto is going to station to go retrograde. And at that point, which is, I know it's 2 weeks out, that's going to be when the eclipses are really over. And that's also when Uranus and Pluto separate enough that they start pulling away from each other and the transit is truly finished. Remember, we want a 2-degree separation to say that the transit is done. Then Uranus has been the chaos and change. Pluto has been the power. And we understand that the two of them together have asked us to really, really evolve. And our job, should we decide to accept it, and of course we will because we're here on Earth and that's why we incarnated. We all chose to incarnate to go through these changes. So they're here to help us clarify the role between being Uranian and being Plutonian. And so when Katya said to me, "So you're Uranian," I went, "Oh, I am, but that doesn't mean I want a Pluto, but I have Pluto in the 7th. So when I see a bully, I get crazy, right? I just get really, I always have gotten crazy. Bullies just make me crazy, but that's Pluto in my 7th, right? And I read people when they're going through Pluto transits and they're dealing with bullies, and I'm like, okay, you're dealing with a bully. This is how we deal with bullies. Understand the planets want you to embrace the two parts. So what I watched myself do this last 2 weeks as my sister was being picked on was I turned into Pluto. I was like, okay, you think you're Pluto, I can be a bigger Pluto than you. And watch the energy. Watch what the universe is trying to get you to experience. It's really an interesting comparison, kind of compare and contrast the two different parts and say, okay, so like what am I learning here? Remember, the whole point of Earth School is it is Earth School. We're here to learn stuff. We're here to experience on a new way, in a new level, in a new manner. And we're here to experience the nature of our chart. We're here to incarnate into an energy system, learn to work with it, learn its good parts, its bad parts, its things it does really well, the areas that it struggles with. And as we go through our life, we come up with, over and over and over again, opportunities to learn more and more about ourselves, about our soul, about our purpose, about what's important to us. So this week, as all this fire energy continues to flare in the sky, but now it's talking to Venus, right? Because Mercury in Aries answers to Mars and Taurus answers to Venus and Taurus. Venus and Taurus answers to herself. All those Aries planets are talking to Taurus now. It's all about what's of value. What do you love? Where do you want to go? North nodes in Libra. How do you want to partner with yourself, your soul, with the world, with your friends, with your beloveds, with yourself, with your others, with anybody? How do you want to partner and create more love, value, and worth in the world? That's the mission, should you decide to accept it. And you're going to accept it because you're here and you can't do anything else. That's the part that's Pluto. And on that note, the British lady has said I have, 17 seconds left, I think. She's just counting down on me. So I think that's pretty much it. You know, of course, with all this stuff, we got a couple fingers of God, we got a couple hammers of Thor, and our job with that is to watch what they do. And also on Venus on the 8th, pay attention to who you mate on the 8th, because Venus is squaring the nodes of destiny and making a choice. And on that note, my phone is saying it's time to leave. So take care, and catch you next week. Bye-bye.